All right, so I want you to share with me about an incident or time period where you were very distressed and neither family nor friends were able to say the right things to help you come to a tranquil state, to come out of agitation. So anything that comes to mind.
First thing I thought of was my divorce, which is now a little ways back. It's been about 7 years. But, like, yeah, that whole process, I'd say for at least a year, maybe even 2 years, like, there was too much anybody could really say to me that would have me think clearly. It was a very emotional time.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel, like, during that time? Or one of
angry,
the phases?
Mm-hmm. I would say very angry, upset, to use the word distressed, not very, I would say, rejected, very unforgiving of myself, and I guess my self-worth was pretty low at that time. I felt like a failure because the marriage wasn't working out or didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And underneath that, in some level, those may be considered superficial emotions still. But underneath that, there are very basic feelings that we all have. And if we could recognize it and then, someone else acknowledges it, sometimes that helps us, breathe again, to let the heart breathe. Instead of the heart breaking, we want to get the heart to breathe. And that brings us into the tranquil state. So what would you say would be the feeling underneath it? Like, there's very basic feelings like loneliness, abandonment, hungry, tired.
loneliness, abandonment. I mean, those certainly would fit the bill. Go back. I mean, anger really like sticks out a lot. There was just so much going back and forth between me and my ex-wife, or even me and my sons too. I mean, it was very I think, look, underneath all that, I mean I'd be like, I'm sitting in the same apartment I am right now, and it's like just like complete just like a loss. I mean, I was like, depressive, or in a depressive state, just like not not sure what to do, or just trying to battle through it.
Do you have any incident, like, particularly that you want to go over?
There were things that were always happening, but one thing that stuck out was an accusation that was laid across about me being abusive towards my ex-wife and my children, and she specified an incident at one of my kids' soccer games about me threatening her, or actually threatening her with physical violence, and which did not happen, but that was lodged against me, and of course, it was a lot of accusations and lawyer emails sent to me, and then we were in court, and this was brought up, and all this, and I just, I had to defend myself, and didn't feel good, for something that didn't actually happen.
Okay, that's what I want to undercover. What was the feeling when that was happening? I know not feeling good is kind of general. If we could unearth what's underneath that.
I guess there was a feeling of hate. Hated what was, that particular incident, or what that was. I keep using the word hatred. Like, I don't want to say I hated my ex-wife, but I just hated, like, the situation I was in. Because I'm like, that's not me, I would never do something like that. But here I am, and I was kind of painted out to be like this bad person, a very horrible person, not a good husband, not a good father, all this. I mean, so that made me feel like I, you know.
Betrayed,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, betrayed, rejected, just pretty much felt like a loser. I've completely failed in my my marriage as as a husband and as a father, apparently.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of hurt.
Yeah, definitely hurt. That's yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, hurt as in, like, yeah, somebody who I loved and still loved it, would say a lot of things like that about me.
Hmm. Was there any afterwards, any talk about how much that hurt you with anybody?
You mean with my ex-wife or with anybody?
Anybody. With her or anybody else?
No, definitely not her. But I talked to my mom a lot. I mean, my mom would listen, and then I talked to my brothers a lot, and they just didn't like my ex-wife to begin with. So none of the people I talked with was helpful. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like on an island on my own. I was venting, but there was no help. And like you meant like therapy, yeah, I was going through therapy. Like yeah, but I wouldn't say that was helpful much either.
Right. So that's now we're distant in time. I don't know how long ago that was. But do you still feel the remnants of that hurt?
Now that I'm talking about it, it's like, some of it's, because I'm talking about things that I haven't really talked about in a long time. So I guess it's always still there.
Mm.
But, like, it's like when I've shared some things that have happened even recently. And so it's like, some of the same hurt is still there, especially, like I was there, my ex-wife's house recently, and it's the same feelings come up about I can't remember exactly what was happening that day, but like there's just something about me being I guess it's with all three of them, my two sons and my ex-wife, that like just doesn't feel very welcoming to me. And maybe I'm making up so much of it, I'm not sure, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always have this feeling of hurt or like, maybe a square peg in a round hole. And I can understand why, because, I do see things a little differently. Mm-hmm. And that's good for me. I mean, because, that's a little self-confident for myself, because, like, it's okay to see things differently. And they can see things any way they want. But, I don't feel very accepted. Them. And I love my guys, and I've loved for my ex-wife also, but I don't think much is going to change, at least not for her. For me, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, hearing you, I see that you have all the solutions within yourself, because you know exactly what happened. And, you're addressing some of the feelings. So that's part of the solution, just recognizing your feelings are valid and no one can take that away from you. So that's part of what we're trying to teach people, how to connect and realize that everyone will always have a different perspective. And that's why the fighting will always continue, because perspectives are different and they're going to be different, because you're standing at a different place, I'm standing at a different place, your wife was standing at a different place, but your feelings are yours to own and nobody can take that away and nobody could deny it. So along with that comes a lot of power to change and really make the solutions ourselves. So that's what we're hoping to do, by reconnecting with people, with themselves firstly, And then, right. like you said, then your self-worth is going to be, you know, raised automatically with that recognition. So that's what we're going for.
Right. No, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And it's funny, it's like, you know, we went like full circle as I'm reliving some of the what occurred in the beginning of the divorce or when it started to come full circle to like saying that, like, yeah, I go, yeah, so my confidence is up because of where I am today, or, you know, how I see myself. And like, it, like you said, yeah, it's easy to it's clear that, like, yeah, that she has, everybody has their own opinion and their own way they want to conduct themselves, but like, and that's okay, and I'm okay with all that, and that, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I don't have any expectation. I think that's one thing. Sometimes I have this expectation that, like, if I behave a certain way, if I do this and I do this, I say nice things, like, it'll just be a lot better for me. And, like, and it never is.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's okay. And that's okay.